Good evening. This is the 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central update on Hurricane Gustav. Gustav remains an extremely dangerous hurricane, Category 4 on the Saffir-Simpson scale. At this hour, the center of the hurricane is crossing the western portion of Cuba and will emerge into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico within the next several hours. The hurricane is at Category 4 strength with maximum winds near 150 miles per hour with higher gusts. We expect some fluctuations in intensity over the next 12 to 24 hours, perhaps a little weakening over Cuba and then some re-strengthening over the Gulf of Mexico. Over the next 2 days, the hurricane will be moving towards the northwest at about 15 miles per hour and be somewhere within this cone, we believe, late on the day on Monday, with the center likely crossing the coast in the north-central to northwestern part of the U.S. Gulf Coast. For that reason, there is a hurricane watch now in effect from Alabama westward to the upper portion of Texas along the coastline. The risk for Hurricane Gustav is to bring very high storm surge levels with perhaps 15 or 20 feet of surge, perhaps even more, with waves on top, along with winds that will be at least of major hurricane strength, that is at least Category 3. When the hurricane moves inland in a few days, it's expected to slow in its forward progress, and that means there'll be a chance for significant rains and floods from the fresh waterfall from Gustav's clouds. It's very important that everyone in the watch and later on the warning area pays close attention and follows information provided by local emergency management officials. At the National Hurricane